frantic push to Election Day.
Health care has been a huge part of the closing argument.
Special counsel calls on the FBI.
Allegations of a smear campaign.
The prison killing of Whitey Bulger.
I'm glad he did it. I put money in his canteen for him.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The race to next week's midterm election is shifting into overdrive.
Republicans want strong borders, no crime, and no caravans.
President Trump steps up his campaign pace with a visit to Florida today. Former Vice President Biden's been rallying Democrats.
I am sick and tired of this administration.
Well, CBS's Nancy Cordes says it's hard to escape all the ads on radio and television.
I believe that health care should be a right.
Turn on the TV and it's not hard to spot the Democratic message.
Now the threat is to take away health care.
More than half of all Democratic ads in federal races mentioned health care, highlighting GOP opposition to Obamacare as the law's popularity has bounced back from a low in 2013.
Perfecto.
At Community Health of South Florida, Obamacare led to a drop in the rate of uninsured patients from 70% to 50%.
Once they got coverage, they were able to come.
The clinic is located in Florida's 26th district, represented by Republican Carlos Curbelo. His Democratic challenger has hammered him on Obamacare. Curbelo argues premiums are still rising too fast and that the GOP plan would have been better.
Well, correspondent Meg Oliver's in Texas, where a Senate race has captured national attention.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke is within striking distance of Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
We will defend our freedom.
Cruz is focused on the economy, touting booming growth and the biggest tax cut in a generation.
We're common sense people. We want low taxes. We want low regulations. We want lots and lots of jobs.
But what was supposed to be a slam dunk for the one-term senator turned into a bus tour canvassing the state to secure votes.
Do you think a Democrat has a chance of winning in the state of Texas?
I do, actually.
Why?
They are looking for political change.
Meg Oliver, CBS News, San Antonio.
And in California, CBS's Steve Futterman has the story of a Republican congressman in the fight of his political life.
The 48th district here in Orange County, California, has never elected a Democrat. Now Democrats are trying to change that.
Vote for Harley Ruda and help stop Trump.
The man they are hoping can turn the 48th from red to blue is a former Republican, Harley Ruda.
Never run for office and decided it was time for all of us to be engaged in the political process. And for me, that meant running for office.
His Republican opponent is a Southern California fixture, 15-term Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, who has generally supported President Trump.
You have to sometimes seem a little abrasive to get things done, and Trump is willing to do that.
In 2016, Hillary Clinton carried the 48th district by just under 2 points. But Rohrabacher points out he also won the district in 2016 by more than 16 points.
Hillary may have won down here, but that's because there are a lot of women who wanted there to be a woman president.
Right now, the race for the 48th district is viewed by most as a toss-up. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Costa Mesa, California.
Even some Republicans are questioning President Trump's intention to sign an executive order to end the Constitution's guarantee of birthright citizenship targeting illegal immigrants. House Speaker Paul Ryan tells WVLK Radio it would take more than that.
As a conservative, I'm a believer in following the plain text of the Constitution, and I think in this case the 14th Amendment's pretty clear.
Experts say such a move would touch off a court battle that would last years. Robert Mueller's team wants the FBI to look into claims that women were offered money to make up allegations against the special counsel. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
It's rare news on the record from the special counsel's office, which advised reporters yesterday it had asked the FBI to investigate an alleged smear campaign against Robert Mueller. It seems to center around allegations of sexual assault against Mueller, which a self-described conservative lobbyist says he intends to unveil at a news conference tomorrow. In May, that lobbyist, Jack Berkman, told reporters that he had offered a reward to anyone with evidence of bias or wrongdoing against Mueller. And Mueller's office says women have been paid to make allegations, but Berkman now insists he hasn't paid anyone. Steve?
For the third time since September, Chinese intelligence officers are accused of stealing information from American corporations. CBS's Jeff Pagaze says 10 people have been charged.
Federal prosecutors say the Chinese officers tried to steal coveted information on turbofan engine technology while they were working to develop a similar engine for their commercial planes. The hackers allegedly used several tactics, including injecting malware into the company's computer system.
More funerals set for today in Pittsburgh for some of the victims of last weekend's synagogue massacre. The first were held yesterday. CBS's David Bagnell says President Trump's visit to the area touched off protests.
Safety and solidarity.
We estimate more than 1,000 demonstrators gathered to protest the president.
You are not welcome in Pittsburgh.
Many of them were demanding that the president condemn white nationalism and toned down divisive rhetoric. Mr. Trump and the First Lady laid roses and ceremonial stones to honor each of the victims.
There's an investigation into the killing of Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. Bulger had just been moved to a prison in West Virginia. He was found dead in his cell. He had been severely beaten. The 89-year-old's attorney is blaming the Federal Bureau of Prisons. There's no remorse from Patricia Donahue. Her husband was killed by Bulger.
I believe that you die the way you live. He killed people and he died being killed.
Bulger was serving two life sentences for murders and other crimes. A court in Pakistan's acquitted a Christian woman who'd been on death row for 8 years for insulting the Prophet Muhammad. She was arrested after an argument with Muslim women. Just weeks after delivering rambling statements at the White House and hugging President Trump, Kanye West tweets he has been used by politicians. He says he's distancing himself from politics after a Twitter exchange with a conservative pundit. He says he'll focus on music and fashion. Reaction is mixed at the University of Maryland now that the school says its embattled head football coach can return to his job.
School officials ruled Coach DJ Durkin should keep his job after an investigation found he was unfairly blamed for dysfunction in the athletic department. Amid charges of bullying, he's been on leave after one player died during practice. One alum:
I felt that they almost were making him a scapegoat, and I'm glad he's coming back.
One Maryland student:
the school cares more about money than they do their students.
And there are concerns Coach Durkin's return could disrupt team chemistry. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
The Sheriff's Department in Butts County, Georgia, has put up no trick-or-treat signs on the lawns of the homes of registered sex offenders. There are more than 50 who live in the rural county, an hour southeast of Atlanta. State law prohibits sex offenders from displaying Halloween decorations. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.